Maseches Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6-3. The next few Mishnayos are based on the same concept that may be a little unfamiliar to some, and therefore I want to speak by analogy with a more familiar idea. You may be familiar with the idea of a basis in the context of mukta. So the lachas of mukta, I'm not going to explain it. If you're not familiar, there's no point in explaining two things. But as you may well be aware, if you have something that's mukta and you place it intentionally upon something else, that something else gets the same status as the mukta object. So for argument's sake, if you have a tray, the tray is not mukta, but if you put a wallet on it before Shabbos, come Shabbos, the wallet's mukta, and the tray that's supporting the wallet is mukta. And that's true even if, for argument's sake, later on, the wallet gets taken off by your kid and all you're left with is just a tray. The tray remains mukta all of Shabbos because since it was supporting the wallet and that was the intention, so then it becomes batel, subordinate to the wallet. A similar kind of idea is going on over here. What we're doing is we're training grapevines. So we're speaking now not of an aris, because remember the aris required 5 vines and it required more than 10 tefachim high. Here we're talking about without the 5 vines, you have a single vine, and therefore the distancing required wouldn't be the 4 amos around, but rather just simply 6 tefachim around. But you have a single vine and it's trained on some support, like a lattice work. So the basic point of this mission, the ones that come after it, is under normal circumstances, that support, that lattice work, is going to be batel, subordinate to the grapevine, and therefore carry the same halachas as the grapevine itself with respect to the halachas of kilayim. So the Mishnah says, Hamadla es